I feel like I got pretty good at apologizing when I learned how to apologize to myself. Like growing up, you apologize, you know, to your siblings and like to your friends if you do something dumb. And then I learned how to apologize to my parents. I'm married now, so I apologize to my husband. I apologize to my kid if I make a mistake. And like, she doesn't even understand that I'm apologizing. But honestly, I think my strength in all of it came when I learned how to apologize to myself. And then I wrote an entire EP about it. And that's what I want to talk about today. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. From Team Single to Wait It Out, this podcast has had many names, but the heart remains. I rant and give my thoughts and advice on pop culture, wellness, dating, and relationships with sarcasm and sincerity. I hope you like it, maybe even love it, and consider subscribing and sharing if you do. So I wrote on social media about how I have a, I wrote a song called Normal, all about mental health. And to me, it just helps my brain so much because I oftentimes struggle with having, you know, lack of neurotypicality. Is that a word? Sure, we're going to use that phrasing of the word. But, you know, I'm not what people would consider to be normal because of my anxiety and Tourette and OCD and ADHD. But I think understanding that there's no such thing as normal has been so helpful. And then from there, learning to apologize to myself for that pressure that I've put on myself for feeling like I have to be normal or I have to be like somebody else or I have to be like other girls in the industry. I have to be like other women in the industry. I have to be like other girls that I went to college with or that I grew up with, other songwriters. Even as a woman that I oftentimes am in parts of my profession that are more male-driven or more male-dominated, you know, at least while women aren't really highlighted in a lot of the industries that I'm in, I'm not going to act like I'm the only one. But yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, well, it's normal for guys to be producers or it's normal for guys to be the songwriters, the main songwriters on the songs. So I have to try to be like them. And I don't. And honestly, I had to learn how to apologize to myself. And I think that's something that I'll be doing forever, but not in a bad way. I think it's just reprogramming my mind to say, okay, what is normal? And not so that I can just, you know, run around in the street with like, I don't know, just acting a hot mess, being like, there's no such thing as normal. I'm gonna take this tree and I'm gonna see if it tastes like a sandwich. Like, not just like turn up and do whatever, but understanding that like they're in the concept of like, I don't know, just mental health and like, what does it mean to, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me back up a little bit and then hopefully I can explain this a little bit better. So I did an event earlier this year. And I say earlier this year, but I'm going to be honest now. I'm wondering if it was last year. Time is such an odd construct that it could have been when I was five. But no, I did an event in LA. It was my husband and I went to it and we weren't going to stay long. So we were like, let's just go ahead and take the baby, which is what makes me think it was this year. Cause if it was like last year and she was tiny, tiny, I can't see us taking her. Anyways, the three of us went to this event and there was a moment where I was talking to like a group of people that, okay, maybe you don't get like this. And if you don't, then congratulations. Don't come at me on social media being like, just be yourself. Like, that's what this is about, y'all. I'm working on it. But there was this group of guys and girls. Aaron was like somewhere talking to someone and he had the baby. And there was this group of people that looked so cool. And like, when I say they looked cool, here's the thing, y'all. They weren't the kind of looked cool like, oh my gosh, like, look, y'all look cool. Let me just say hi. They were that looked cool where I went a little bit out of my way to try to like talk to them and like then it worked. And then they kind of like laughed because they thought like the way that I said something was kind of funny. And then I responded awkwardly because I'm an awkward human. And then I kind of like, I'm an awkward human naturally. And so I just kind of physically, I can move awkwardly. Like if you're standing and talking to me, I will. My version of normal is I might just like put both of my arms out and just like start stretching. I was doing an example and I just knocked everything on the floor. I might just like start stretching in the middle of our conversation. I get that in the grand scheme that may seem awkward to me, it is normal. And so I did something physically awkward and then I immediately apologized. And I was like, ooh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. And then they kind of seemed uncomfortable because I, you know, didn't meet their expectation of normal. And they didn't seem uncomfortable, like they were judging me. Just like in their minds, they were like, oh, she's a little quirkier than we anticipated. And then I responded with, actually, I'm not sorry. And then I walked away. So that's how the conversation ended. Super great. I feel like they probably walked away just going, wow, what a weirdo. And so anyways, about 5 minutes later, I was changing my daughter's diaper. Y'all, this story. I was changing my daughter's diaper and I had on like my voice recorder because I started thinking of a song. And so I literally still have this voice recording, and in the background, you hear my daughter just like, blah, 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 you know, just like so ready for me to hurry up. And the voice recording literally says, I'm sorry for all the things I said when I forgot I was trying to be normal. And I'm sorry for that lie that I would try to be normal. And that second line has changed a little bit over time, what the exact lyric is. But yeah, I literally wrote a song for that exact moment saying, and I'm just going to repeat what I just sang, but literally just saying, I'm sorry for the fact that I wasn't normal enough for you. But then quickly deciding, actually, I'm sorry for lying. Because I'm not sorry that I'm not normal enough for you, because there's no such thing as normal. Now, again, when we're talking like social constructs, cultural decency, I do believe that there is some such thing as normal, right? Like, for example, I'm not a nudist. And I don't think that based on the standard of normal in the culture that I choose to live and abide in, that you should be a nudist. Like, if I went to the grocery store and like people were walking around naked, I would leave. So I do believe that, like, culturally, socially, I do believe that there are levels of appropriate and normalcy. But when it comes to the fact that I am a quirky human, I'm kind of awkward. I have, you know, I'm not neurotypical. I have a lot of anxiety because of a diagnosis, and also just because of being an anxious human. A lot of it's environmental. Like, because of the kind of human that I am, I have to be okay with, like, I'm not normal by your standards, and that's okay. And I don't have to try to fit in with you guys. I'm not going to be best friends with everybody in the world. And it doesn't mean that the other people, it doesn't mean like those people specifically, it doesn't mean that they think I'm a loser. It doesn't mean that they think I'm terrible, but it likely means that we're not going to hang out. We're not going to read books together. Like, we're not going to, you know, go on little friend vacations or even catch up in the grocery store if we see each other. Like, because, and that's okay. Like, that there's nothing wrong with that. I spent such a long time like thinking like, oh, well, if everybody doesn't love me and become my best friend, then I must not be normal. And if I'm not normal, then that must not be okay. And that's just not true. And that's honestly what my song Normal is about. And this isn't like a promo of my song Normal, even though it is available for pre-order on iTunes. That's not what the song is about. Oh, sorry. That's not what this podcast is about. Just explaining that song to like go buy it. But I did want to explain it because it's on my heart. It's on my head. Wait, it's on my heart. It's in my head. I've been thinking about it a lot. And it's just like, I'm sorry, like, to you guys, that I'm not normal, but just kidding. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry to myself that I have tried to tell myself that there is such thing as normal, or that I have to be your version of normal just to fit in and just to be accepted by you. I have that song coming out called Normal, but while I was working on it, it accidentally became an EP. And so there are a couple more songs. And so in just a second, I'll be right back and I will break down to you guys kind of what the rest of that EP is about. So maybe she left. Maybe she didn't. Who is she? She is me. Maybe you just heard a commercial and that's what I meant by I'll be back. Not in the sense of Hamilton, even though, you know, great musical. Or maybe there was no commercial and you're like, why would you tell us you were going away, Jamie Grace? There's a couple more songs in it. So the EP, it's got five songs and it's got two poems and then it's got an interlude. It's got a prelude. I like to put preludes/preludes in my music. It's something I've been doing since the beginning, and I really enjoy it. Like, I mean, I get that, once again, with the whole normal thing, I get that there is, you know, kind of an industry standard of how long a song should be, anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes, and then you've got some that are 2.5 to 6, just like this, you know, the general construct. I totally get that, respect that, honor that. I also like doing weird stuff, and so I've written many a song, and I'm not trying to act like I'm the only person that does this, but I've written many a songs that are 30 seconds long, that are 90 seconds long, that are whatever, however long. And sometimes I'll call them songs. Sometimes I'll call them interludes. Sometimes I'll call them preludes, preludes. Sometimes I remix them. Sometimes I finish them. Sometimes I don't. And it's really fun to just mix it up, be weird, and just try new things. So that record, the EP, it kicks off with an a cappella version of Normal. There is this bridge. There's like three bridges in the song Normal. The song is the literal opposite of what you would call normal as a song, which makes me very happy. So there's one of the bridges I sing at acapella to kick off the EP. And then the second song is called Grown Up Lullaby. And that was a part of a project I did called 91 Anthems about 2.5 years ago, where for every day for 91 days, I wrote a song based off of stories that were submitted to me. So Grown Up Lullaby was written off of, I've actually had it for a while, but I think I shared it through 91 Anthems. And that song just means a lot to me. It's literally, I feel like the title's pretty self-explanatory. It's just like sometimes as adults, as I go to explain it, sometimes as adults, we don't realize how much we might need a lullaby. Then number three, we've got Be Okay featuring Morgan Harper Nichols, another song that was a part of 91 Anthems. There's three songs here that were a part of 91 Anthems. And so the second one is Be Okay with MHN. So I was writing that song, and then I saw a poem of hers that just kind of seemed to vibe with the poem or with the song. And Morgan is my creative partner, but she's also my big sister. So we have a standing kind of like license to each other to just take whatever we want from the other one. Obviously, once it moves into like production, there's a legal side of that. But yeah, Morgan's an awesome writer, awesome poet, and then she's also singing on that song, and it is her voice is gorgeous, so I'm really excited about that. Then the fourth track is a spoken word poem. It's called Truth. That's been on my YouTube channel for quite a while, so you can check that out. Type that in if you want to hear Truth. And then five is Chance, another one that was a part of 91 Anthems. I don't think y'all are ready to hear Chance. And I don't mean that in a weird way. I don't mean that because I think I'm great. Morgan actually had the idea to add banjo to that song. I played the banjo, and she was like, look, I just think it needs banj. And the guy, Alex, that I hired to play, he played all but I think two of the guitars on here. I did those. He plays banjo. And so, you know, I've tracked banjo for my music before, but I just didn't want to do it. I'm not set up in my home studio for instruments. And also, he's just way better than I am. And so I gave him the direction for it. And to me, it is just, it's one of my favorite things that I've released musically, because I just love the way that the banjo sounds on the song. And he did some, like, I had some ideas. He took the direction very well. Morgan gave some great thoughts as well. I'm really proud of this project as a whole, but Chance is really special. And then Hope, it's a new spoken word poem. It's also going to be in my book, Finding Quiet, that drops October 13th. So you can hear that a couple different ways. I wrote Hope. I started writing it after a friend of mine was talking to me about a guy she posted a picture of her and this guy, and I DM'd her, and I was like, and she was like, yeah, it's just a work thing. And she was trying not to get her hopes up. And I was like, look, I'm not telling you to go doodle his last name with yours, because I'm not trying to get you to like fall in love with someone that you're not dating. I'm not trying to encourage you to be irresponsible, but I was just telling you, why aren't you being hopeful? It's good to be hopeful, you know? There was much more to that. I don't want anybody to take that out of context, but that is how I started writing Hope. And then there is Breathe Deep. That one I've sampled on my Instagram. So you can go and look on my reels, actually, the reels on Instagram, and also my TikTok if you want to hear a clip from Breathe. I feel like such an Breathe Deep. I feel like an old person that was trying to like tell you guys about my social media. Like, yeah, you can actually go over to my. I'm watching the sound waves, and that was so loud. I'm sorry. RIP headphone users. Yeah, and then the last track is Normal. So another cool thing about this project is that it's progressive. It gets progressively louder and progressively more produced. The first thing is a cappella, and then it goes into a song with one instrument, and then a song with one instrument and two vocalists, and then a song with two instruments and one vocalist, and then a song that is kind of lo-fi, and then a song that has like 8 or 9 instruments on it. And so I'm really pumped about that. It's a very nerdy choice, but I kind of wrote it to like, you could start your day off with it. And like, if you're just feeling kind of tired and emotional and just not vibing with getting out of bed, I wrote it so that by the end of it, you will be like, okay, I can get up and I can do this. Or you can listen to it backwards when you're ready to go to bed. So yeah, I'm really pumped about this project, and I'm really pumped about like releasing something that is all about mental health, and that is all about like rest and taking care of yourself and believing in yourself and also apologizing to yourself and not glorifying yourself, but understanding like I'm an imperfect, abnormal human, but thankfully because of truth and hope, I can be better tomorrow than I was yesterday. And by finding peace today, that's how I'll get there. I need to write that down. But yeah, guys, that's Normal. That's the EP. You can find info about it on my socials. Like I said, you can pre-order on iTunes. It drops this fall. You can find the link on my Instagram at JamieGraceH. I hope that you enjoy it. If you don't, well, thanks for at least making it this far in an entire episode about it. That was really kind of you guys. I've got new episodes every single Saturday, and I'm just really glad to be able to make stuff that you guys are enjoying. So thanks for listening. Okay, bye.